I'm Raven Chatto with Falcons Live Inside the Draft. We have our fourth overall pick and 133rd overall, Levine Tololo. Levine, it's going to be a crazy transition from the West Coast to the East Coast. What do you think that's going to be like for you?
I honestly can't say. I mean, it'll definitely be new, just being in a different environment and being a little bit further from home. But at the same time, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, some of my teammates up from the Atlanta area have already texted me welcoming me to Atlanta. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to be a part of the organization.
That'll be great that you'll have some friends around you. You come from quite an athletic background, three uncles that have played in the NFL, a sister that did college track, and also a cousin that was an All-American Nebraska volleyball player. How much has athletics, I should say, play a part in your life, and was the NFL a part of your dreams from when you were a tiny kid?
Yeah, I mean, athletics has always been a big part of my life with my family growing up. You know, school and sports kind of go hand in hand. So, I mean, in order to get on the field or to get on the court, whatever it may be, you know, my parents always emphasized, you know, putting the same amount of effort into school. So, but like you said, all my family played sports growing up. And so, I mean, being in the NFL has definitely been a dream. And, I mean, it's a bit unreal right now to see it come true.
I'm sure it is. Being a tight end drafted to the Atlanta Falcons, what was the first thing that ran through your mind?
I mean, just the excitement, just being able to, like I said, as a tight end, I don't think there's a better situation you can be going into, not only with this organization, but to be able to come in and have a guy like Tony Gonzalez is definitely going to be a future Hall of Famer and, you know, arguably the best tight end to play the game. And as a young tight end, I mean, I feel like I have kind of an edge up over the rest of the guys in the draft. Being able to come to the situation and soak up as much as I can.
I was going to say, if you didn't mention Tony Gonzalez when that first ran through your head, I was going to be a little bit surprised. How do you think, yeah, definitely. How do you think you will utilize him in this 1 year that he's left with the Atlanta Falcons?
Like I said, I mean, I'm just going to, you know, ask as many questions as I can, you know, try to see, you know, what he's learned over his career. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of things that he knows that you can't really get from a coach. So, you know, I'm definitely excited. He's definitely someone I've watched throughout my career growing up. So just to be able to sit in the same meeting room and, you know, learn along with him, I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
You're right. Experience speaks multitudes. What about your three uncles? What were some of the pieces of advice that they gave you?
I mean, they're just saying, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, working hard, you know, has got me up to this point. And, you know, don't really change anything about that. But at the same time, you know, they've kind of touched on the business aspect of it. You know, the difference between going from college to the NFL is, you know, it's a job now. So, you know, going in and knowing that, you know, things may be a little different than what I'm used to. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing.
Definitely. Good leaping ability, good acceleration, and a massive frame are just some of the strengths people have labeled upon you. What do you think that you bring to the table?
Yeah, I think my size with my athletic ability is definitely unique. And I think, you know, that provides mismatches, you know, against defenders, whether it's linebackers or, you know, DBs. You know, I think I'll either have a size advantage or a speed advantage over whoever may be guarding me. And at the same time, you know, I think I'm someone who's more than willing to put my hand down and, you know, get after guys in the run game as well.
All right, Levine Tololo with us. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much.